the boys and girls all sit up, and we'll continue then looking at the life of that man Moses in the book of Exodus. And last week, you remember, boys and girls, we came to that point where Moses made what we call that great decision in his life. And that was when he decided that he no longer wanted to be counted as an Egyptian, even an Egyptian prince in the courts of Pharaoh, but he wanted to be counted as a Hebrew, as one of the children of Israel, even though the Israelites were in slavery and were in bondage at that time. You remember they were slaves in the land of Egypt, but God had promised that he would deliver them out of the land of Egypt, and it was by this very man, Moses, that he was going to deliver them. Moses was going to be the redeemer, going to be the deliverer, going to be the savior of the children of Israel in that earthly way. And so, of course, God had prepared all things, had preserved Moses. You remember when he was just that baby in the basket, how God had preserved him and how God had brought everything to pass so that Moses was even reared up in the courts of Pharaoh itself. But as I say, the day came then when Moses in his heart and his mind, the Bible tells us, no longer wanted to be counted even as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but he wanted to be counted as one of the Hebrews, as one of the children of Israel. And you remember what he did when he went out and he saw that taskmaster, that Egyptian slave dealer. You remember how he was beating one of the Israelites, and Moses took his part, the Israelites' part. And in fact, he slew that man, he buried him in the sand, and then how he became very frightened and he had to fly away out of the land of Egypt. The Bible goes on to tell us then that he went to a place called the land of Midian. And no doubt he had walked for many, many weeks, many, many months even, until he eventually came into the land of Midian. And when he came into Midian, he came to a well, and he sat down at the well because probably he wanted a drink. And as he sat there at the well, there were seven young women who were shepherdesses, and they came to the well, and they were going to give their sheep drink. Now, as they started to give their sheep drink, some other shepherds came along, some men shepherds, and they began to chase these women. They were called the daughters of Jethro, that was their father's name. And they began to chase away the shepherdesses and scatter their sheep and wouldn't let them give their sheep drink. So then Moses took the part of the shepherdesses, and Moses began to fight against the men shepherd, and he drove them away. And he then gave the Jethro's daughters, he gave them to drink, and he helped them to gather their sheep together again. Now Jethro's daughters went back home, and of course they were home very early because they had had so much help with watering their sheep that day. And when they came into the house, their father Jethro wanted to know why they were home so early. Well, they told him about Moses. They told him about this man who had come and who had helped them to water their sheep and gather their sheep and had driven away those that wouldn't allow them to do that. Jethro said to them, "Why did you not bring him home? Why did you not bring him back to the house so that I could thank him and so that we could give him some food, so that we could give him some housing?" And so away back to the well they went again. They brought Moses back to Jethro's house. And the Bible tells us then that Moses became a shepherd himself for Jethro, and Jethro treated Moses just as though he was his own son. In fact, there came the point where Moses married one of those seven daughters of Jethro, a woman called Zipporah, and Zipporah then became his wife. Now, how was God going to deliver Israel? Because here was Moses, who was going to be the deliverer of Israel from Egypt, and he was no longer in Egypt. He was away in the desert. He was a shepherd. And in fact, boys and girls, Moses was a shepherd in the land of Midian for 40 years. So it was 40 years from the time when Moses had fled away from Egypt until he would go back again. But he would go back again. You know, Moses lived for 120 years because people in those days, they lived much longer than people live today. And he lived for 120 years. Now listen to this. Some people say that you can divide Moses' life up into three parts of 40. And if you can multiply, three 40s is 120. And in the first 40 years of Moses' life, it said that Moses lived in the courts of Pharaoh, learning to be something, learning to be a great man, learning to be a prince, learning to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter. For 40 years, he spent in Egypt learning to be something. Then the next 40 years, he spent as a shepherd in the wilderness in Midian, learning to be nothing, because the Egyptians counted shepherds as absolutely nothing at all. And then for the next 40 years, as he led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, he learnt what God could do with nothing. For the first 40 years, he learnt to be something. For the next 40 years, he learnt to be nothing. For the final 40 years, he learnt what God could do with nothing. And that was a great point, of course, boys and girls, that Moses was going to go back into the land of Egypt, not as a great prince of Pharaoh's court, but he was going to go back as a humble, despised shepherd. And in that way, he was going to show the power of Almighty God in bringing the children of Israel out of that land. So it began to come about like this. He was in the desert one day, tending the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law. And he looked up and he saw a strange sight. He saw a bush burning. Nothing very strange about a bush burning, except for this, that bush burned and burned and burned, but it never burned away. The bush, says the Bible, was not consumed. That is, it never burnt away. And as Moses looked at that and looked at that, he thought, now I must go nearer and see what this strange thing means. And as he came near to the burning bush, the Bible tells us, he heard a voice coming out of the bush and it said, Moses. And he said, here am I. He said, put off your shoes from off your feet, for the ground on which you stand is holy ground. And it was God who was speaking out of that burning bush. And God said to him, I have seen what is happening to my people in the land of Egypt, and I am come down to deliver them. And he says, come, Moses, I am going to send you back into the land of Egypt, and you're going to be the one who is going to deliver my people from the land of Egypt. Moses was a bit frightened, a bit scared. He began to make excuses. Who am I, said Lord, because he didn't really want to go back to Egypt. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, he says. But the Lord says, I will be with you. And when you go back into the land of Egypt, I will be with you, Moses, and I shall deliver my people from that land. Well, says Moses, who will I say has sent me? When I go before Pharaoh, who will I say has sent me? And the Lord said, say unto them, I am have sent you. What a strange name. But you see, when God said, I am has sent you, he simply meant that the God of all gods, the God who keeps all the promises, that God has sent him. And so Moses was going to go back into the land. Once again, Moses was going to deliver the children of Israel out of that land of bondage, out of that land of Egypt. And God was going to keep his promise, and that promise was sure. Now, next time we'll see how God then began to do that, how Moses went back with Aaron, his brother, and how indeed they did begin to deliver Israel under God's almighty hand.